Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra. We're in the 10th parak in the 5th Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to deal with asmachta. Asmachta is a conditional commitment made by one person to pay another person money. However, this commitment is conditional, and the person who makes it doesn't believe that the conditions are going to actualize. It's a machlokas in the Gemara whether or not an asmachta works, and that's the background for this Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Mishapara mixas chovo v'hishlish eshtar, one who pays part of his debt and then gives his loan document to a third party. Here the creditor and the debtor were not willing to bother up writing a receipt, so they just gave, they transferred the loan document to a third party to hold until the rest of the loan was paid. But Amar lo, and he says to him, Imlon asati lach mikan v'ad yom ploni tein lo shtaro. If I don't pay you between now and whatever date they set, take the shtar instead. Take the loan obligation document instead. Higiyaz man v'lo nasan. Now all of a sudden the time comes and he didn't pay it. So does he have to cough up the shtar and give it over, or does he lose the money that's still entitled according to the deed, or not? So here's the machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yitin. Rabbi Yossi Omer says you do give it. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo Yitin. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't give it. Rabbi Yossi maintains that asmachta is kanya. The asmachta still works, even though the person had no intention of allowing it to happen. But the fact that it did happen, it still works. And Rabbi Yehuda says because he didn't have the real intention of it to work, therefore asmachta is lo kanya. He doesn't have to give up the document, and he still retained the money, and he would still owe, and the other party would still owe the money. Mishnah above. Mishan nimchat shtar chavo. Somebody erases a loan document. May idin alav edim, and witnesses come and testify that he erased it. Uval ifnei beisdin v'osin lo kiyum. And they have to come before beisdin and they draw up a kiyum, a validation. The witnesses draw a validation before the courts, according to Ravaji Rajanura, and others maintain that only the court can write a validation. What's the kiyum? Ish ploni ben ploni nimchak shtar b'yom ploni uploni uploni edav. It's confusing, but it reads that this person, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, it's important to have here you have to have ploni ben ploni, you have to have the father's name, that was how they identified back in the times of the Mishnah, not by a last name. The document was erased, whatever date was there, and the witnesses were whomever they were. That's the validation that has to be made. Mishapara mixas chovo. Next part of the Mishnah. If somebody pays part of a debt, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yachlif, he has to exchange a document for a new one that has an updated balance. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yichtov Shovar, that he just has to write a receipt. Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Nimsa Zetzar Chliyov Shomer Shovar Omen Achvarim. And a person would have to write their receipts for mice, and anything else that could possibly happen. And if he would lose the receipt, then he'd be out whatever money. And Amar lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says back to him, Kach yafa lo v'lo yira kocho shoza. It's fitting for him so that his position doesn't be impaired. And basically, what we learn from this Mishnah that person has to keep their receipt. If they don't keep their receipt, then they lose out.